On Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis, and we're going to start with Amalei Rav Papa Labaye, which you'll see approximately one third down from the top of the page. The first word in the line is Yishalmeno, and we're going back to the Gemara on Daf Lamed Dalid. The Gemara had quoted Rabba, who interpreted Rabbi Meir in a Braisa, saying that if you steal and shech the animal on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur, or in the case of Shor Niskal, he's chayev arbav chamisha. And Rab interpreted this against Rabbi Yochanan as a case of toveach al yidei atzmo. He himself shechted the animal. So why isn't the chiv misa pater him up from dal behei? That's because Rabbi Meir holds that in the case of knas, there's no p'tur of kimle b'derabine. Chidishu shechidshe Torah b'knas. And there we say meis u'mishalim. Now the Gemara is going back to clarify, according to Rabba, the contradiction, the apparent contradiction between the Mishnais. That here in our Mishnah, in Perek Elunaris, in Ksubis, there's a chi of knas, and even in the case of chayve lavim, for example, ba'al mamzeres, the Mishnah in Makis on Daf Yud Gimel, on the other hand, says that in chayve lavim you get malchus, and we apply the principle of ein adam loke umeshalim. Amalei Rav Papa Labaye leRabba. The Omar chidshu shechidshe Torah b'knas ve'afal gav demiktal mishalim masdisin keman mukimle. Which of the Tanoim authored the Mishnah, our Mishnah here in Ksubis, in order to reconcile the apparent contradiction? Iki Rabbi Meir, if the premise is that according to Rava, the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, who holds that in the case of Knas, Loki Mishalim, and there's no contradiction now between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Makis, because the Mishnah in Makis is talking about Malkus in addition to Knas. Our Mishnah here is talking about Knas in addition to Malkus, and basically in the overlap of the two, because it's a Knas, we suspend Kimle, and therefore you get both. Is Kashibito. What are we going to do with the next Mishnah, the second Mishnah, or the say for the first Mishnah, if you want to call it that, on Lamed Vomam and Beis, that Baal Bito, the Mishnah says he doesn't pay Knas because of Kimle B'Deramine. Now, in the case of Rabbi Meir, since Knas is Chidishu Shechidshu Torah B'Knas, you suspend the principle of Kimle, then in the case of Baal Bito, you should be paying knas. How can you consistently attribute the Mishnayos to Rabbi Meir? If Rabbi Meir holds in the case of knas, loke u'mishalim, then in the case of Bito, it should be meis u'mishalim. Now let's just point out one thing before we introduce Rabbi Nechunya ben Akon into the picture. And that is that only according to Rabba is it impossible to interpret our Mishnah according to Rabbi Meir. Rabba is the source, so to speak, of the problem. Why? Rabba holds that according to Rabbi Meir, there's no p'tur of Kimle in the case of Knas. Reish Lakish, on the other hand, back on Daf Lamed Gimel, he interpreted our Mishnah like Rabbi Meir, because he holds that according to Rabbi Meir, Ein Adam Meis U'Meshalim Afilu B'Knas. In the case of Rabbi Meir, where he stole and he shechted the animal on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur, etc., he's potter from Dal Vehei, because we're talking about a case of Toveach al Yedei Acher. But if he would have been Toveach bi'atzmo, then he would have been potter from Dal Vehei. So that Reish Lakish has a different view of Rabbi Meir, and he can accept that our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, because Ein Adam Meis U'Meshalim, even in a case of Knas, hence we understand the Mishnah of Baal Bito that he's potter from knas because ain't on the mace umishalim, even though it's a knas. And the case of gonev and tover for Shabbos, etc., ain't achinami, he is potter from dal vehei in the case we did it al yidei atzma. The reason why Reb Meir says he's chayef for dal vehei is only because he shechted it through the shlichus of someone else. But had he shechted it himself, he would be chayev, he would be potter from dal vehei. The problem is really Rabbah, because Rabbah holds that Rabbi Meir says that he's chayev dal vehei. It's a case of tavach al yidei atzmo. So the Gemara says the following: Ve'ik Rabbi Nachum ben Akona. And if we would suppose that Rabbah would interpret our Mishnah according to Rabbi Nachum ben Akona, who holds that Ein Adam Loke Umishalim, that means even in a case of Malkus and Tashlumin, we apply the principle of Rav Nechunya ben Akana, of Kimlev the Rabbinay. Now, how do we know that Rav Nechunya ben Akana holds that? Just 1 second, let's just go over this one more time, sorry. Ki Rav Nechunya ben Akana, that Adam Loke Umishalim. Adam Loke Umishalim. Now, how do we know that according to Rav Nechunya ben Akana, Adam Loke Umishalim? So Rashi brings a proof that according to Rav Nechunya ben Akana, the Chiv Malkus does not knock off Tashlumin, because in the case of Yom Kippur, Rav Nechunya ben Akana back on Daf Lamed says that Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, and a chiv kares would pati you up from tashlumen. And it seems like Rav Nechunya ben Akana is putting all his emphasis on the chiv kares in the case of Yom HaKippurim, implying that when it says ason, and there's a gezer shav ason li ason to include even kares as a poter from tashlumen, but a lav which generates Malkus, that in and of itself would not be enough to pater mi tashlumin. So that what we're trying to establish here is that according to Rav Nechunya ben Akana, there's a fundamental difference between Misa and Malkus, whereas Misa paters up from tashlumin, ain't on the mesum mishalim, even in the case of Knas. In the case of Malkus u'mamon, you would get both Malkus and Mamon. So that would allow us to reconcile the two Mishnahs the way Rabbah did. The Mishnah here at the beginning of Ksubis with the Mishnah in Makis, and they both complement each other. There's both Knas as recorded here in our Mishnah in Ksubis and Malkus as recorded in the Mishnah in Makis. However, in the case of Misan Tashlumin, which is the case of Balbito, we do apply the principle of Kimlev Deramine. And that's Oson, which Rav Nechunya ben Akana extends even to include a case of Koritz. So we understand that in Chiv, Malkus and Mamon, we're going to apply both punishment. That's as far as Malkus and Mamon is concerned. So he pays the knas even though he gets Malkus, but the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Vav, in the case of Alpito, he doesn't pay knas because there he's Chayav Misa. So Gemara rejects this, because if so, Kasha Achoso, how could the Mishnah say that Baal Achoso is Chayav Knas, since according to Rav Nechunya ben Akana, we equate Kares with Misa, and even though in the case of Malkus there's no Ptur of Tashlumin of Kimle, but nevertheless, in the case of a Chiv Karis, there certainly would be a Ptur of Kimle, because Rabbi Chuli Ben Akana expands the scope of Kimle from Misa to include Karis as well. Now, the Ramban raises a question here that we could have interpreted the Mishnah as referring to a case of Shogeg be'isur kares. Let's say, for example, he's not aware of the fact that Baal Achoso generates a chiv kares, and therefore he'd be chayv in tashlumin in a case of Shogeg be'kares. And the Ramban interprets that, I'll just quote the Ramban, he says that from the fact that the Mishnah said that Afal Pi Shehem Bi Kores Ein Bahem Misas Bezdin, implying that it's against Rav Nechunya Ben Akana. And the Mishnah seems to assume that he pays, even in a case where there is a Chiv Kores. Now the Gemara goes on to suggest and investigate another possibility. Ve'ikir Rabbi Yitzchak, and if we'll assume that Rabbah will interpret our Mishnah like Rabbi Yitzchak is the one who holds, not here but in Masechta Makis, that Mechuyove Karis are not Chayv Malkis. So when you Chayv Karis, you're not Chayv Malkis. The Chiyuv Karis replaces the Chiyuv Malkis. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yitzchak in the third parak of Makis. Therefore, Baal Achoso is Chayv Knas, because there's no Chiyuv Malkis that would patter him up. And in the same vein, he would be Chayv Karis. In a case of a Chiyuv Karis, he's not potter from Mammon, according to the Rabbanon, who disagree with Rav Nechunya Ben Akana. They don't accept that Yason expands and includes even in case of a Chiyuv Kares, so that would not be enough to patter him from Mammon. And Chiyuv Malkis in the case of Alachos, who would likewise not be able to patter him up from a Chiyuv Mammon. Now, if that be the case, then Kashim Amzeres, although we can understand the case of Baal Achoso and why he pays Knas, there is no Malkis because it's a Chiv Kares, and the Chiv Kares going to Rav Yitzchak replaces the Chiv Malkis. And the Chiv Kares itself, according to the Chachamim of Rav Nechunya Ben Akana, does not patter Rav Malkis. So Mimonavshach, neither Vitoris Chiv Malkis nor Vitoris Chiv Kares would Baal Achoso patter him from Knas. And therefore, we understand the Mishnah Baal Achoso pays Knas, but Kashim Amzeres. Now we're in trouble with Amzeres, because the Mishnah says that Baal Amzeres does pay Knas, even though he's Chayv Malkis in the case of Amzeres. And in the case, you know, Rabbi Yitzchak is very good in Achoso, because Rabbi Yitzchak's Shita is that the Karis replaces Malkis. So there's nothing to knock off the Chiyuv Mammon in the case of Achoso. But in the case of Amzeres, certainly everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yitzchak, that he gets Malkis, and therefore the Malkis should patter him up from Knas. Now, you could possibly say that if we accept Rabbi Yitzchak, then we could say the Rabbi Meir of Lokim Mishalim would kick in here. And if we combine Rabbi Yitzchak with Rabbi Meir, we can accept that in the case of Baal Amzeres, despite the fact that he gets Malkis, he pays Knas, because Rabbi Yitzchak accepts Rabbi Meir Loke U'Meshalim. So the Rashba says that's Dochak, that it would be too much of a push to combine Rabbi Yitzchak with Rabbi Meir and say that Loke U'Meshalim according to Rabbi Yitzchak. Now, what would be in a case of a mamzer shebaal amamzeres, where there is no isur? That's not going to help us here in our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is talking about a list of psulos, elu naris psulos sheyesh lam knas, which would mean that there is a violation of the isur. So we're not talking about a mamzer baal amamzeres, but we're talking about a baal amamzeres. So the Gemara now concludes, but ha-nicha, how can we work out Rabba isavrlak Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan holds that Chayvi Malki is shogigin pei mamon. He doesn't accept the extension of Reish Lakish to a case of shogeg in Chayvi Malkius. And again, keep in mind this has nothing to do with Tani Vechizkia, because Tani Vechizkia is Chayvi Misa shogeg. But in the case Chayvi Malkius shogeg, we have machlokus between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and that's in Masechta Chulin, and the Gemara alluded to that back on Daf Lamed Dalet. Then if Rabba holds like Rabbi Yochanan, who nami mitaris la ki Rabbi Yochanan, then our Mishnah would yamed es Mishnah seinu kishem Rabbi Yochanan atzmo ha'midali el. Rabba could interpret that Mishnah just the way Rabbi Yochanan back on Daf Lamed Beis interpreted that Mishnah, that we're talking about a case where there's no asra, there was no malchus, and therefore he's chayv knas. The Mishnah Mark is talking about a case where there was a hasra, therefore there is malchus, and therefore there's no knas. So at this point, we're not interpreting the Mishnah according to Rabba like Rabbi Nachman ben Akada that loke mishalim. We're assuming that eino loke mishalim. And if eino loke mishalim, we're going to have to assume that in our Mishnah here in Ksubis there was no Asra, hence there's no Malkus. In the Mishnah in Malkus there was Asra, and there is Malkus, and there's no Malkus. Ella, but what do we do? Isavak Reish Lakish. We want to open up Rabba to all possibilities, all scenarios. Let's say he holds like Reish Lakish, back on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, that the Chiyuv Malkus, in the case of Shogigin, patters him up from Mammon. Hechi mitaritzla, meaning even in the absence of Asra, Reish Lakish would maintain that he doesn't pay Mama, because Chiyuv Malkus Shogigin is potter from Mama. Hechi mitaritzla, how is he going to learn our Mishnah? Now Rashi here seems to add another point here to explain the Gemara's question here, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah here in Ksubas is talking about a case where there's no Asra. The Gemara right now at this particular juncture is not thrilled to interpret the Mishnah according to, or shall we say, in the same way that Rabbi Yochanan interpreted the Mishnah, namely, that there was no Asra. Because right now the Gemara wants to say that Rabba holds that even in the case of Lo Hisrubo, he's going to be potter from Malchus. And in that case, we're stuck with our Mishnah, because in the case of let's say Baal Alamamzeres, even if you assume that he was a shogeg and there was no Malkus, he should still be potter from Mammon because of the principle of Reish Lakish of Chayvei Malkius Shogigin. Now, what about Ula? Rashi mentions Ula here. Rashi is referring back to the Sugya Daf Lamed Beis, that if there's a Chiv Malkus and Mammon, then Ula holds that he pays and he doesn't get Malkus. But the problem is that if Rabba holds like Reish Lakish, that Chavi Malki is shogigin poturim minatashlumin, then how much more so would he certainly argue against Ula, who holds that Mammon patters you up from Malkus? How can you hold? He certainly has to reject Ula, right? If you're holding that according to that Rabba holds like Reish Lakish, and Malkus patters up from from Tashlum. So how can you tell me that you can't maintain that Makis patters you up from Tashlum and at the same time hold like Ula, who holds that in an overlap between Mammon and Malkus you pay and you don't get Malkus. And there's a Tosus here, Dibra Maskel Masnisa, which is the fourth Tosus on the page that addresses this issue. Anyway, the Gemara finally concludes, Al Karchach, if Rabbah holds that when there's an overlap of Malkus and Mammon, he gets Malkus, and he doesn't pay, which is the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan against Ula, then Rabbi Yochanan Sfirle, then we have to introduce Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that in the case of Chayvi Malkus Shogigin, you pay Mammon, because Rabbi Yochanan, as we said over and over again, holds it all depends on the befall. If in actuality we will be implementing the chiyuv Malkus, but in the case of Shogin, there's no chiyuv Malkus. So our Mishnah, according to Rabba, would have to be like Rabbi Yochanan in the case of Lo Hisru, but therefore he's chayv knas, he doesn't get Malkus. Now the Gemara raises the following question. According to Reish Lakish, back on Daf Lamed Hayom and Aleph, if a person violates an avera that generates a chiyuv malchus, even if he did so b'shoge, he's part of the tashlum and omalei Rav Masna labaye, the Reish Lakish domba b'feirish ribsa Torah chayve malchus ke chayve misos, and therefore you're part of the tashlum in the case of a chiyuv malchus, just like you're just like in the case of a chiv misa b'shogeg, you're part of tashlumen. So too in the case of chiv malchus b'shogeg, you're part of tashlumen. Is man tana de polagale de Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana, the bar pluta of Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana? Who is he? Because he holds that in a case of chayve krisus, you pay mammon. Like for example, the Tana of our Mishnah says in the case of Baal Achoso, you pay knas. And Achoso is a case of a chiyuv kares, which according to the Chachamim of Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana, you pay mama in the case of a chiyuv kares. So man tana de polgalei de Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana, in all isurei kares, there's also an iso lav. Again, with the exceptions of Pesach and Mila, which are mitzvah say sheish bem kares, but as a general rule, the chiyuv kares and isa kares is an isa lav, and therefore, even if you disagree with Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana, you don't dash an exeris shava v'asan to include a chiyuv kares to pati up from mammon. He still should have been parted from tashlumin because the chiyuv malchus shaba. If you're talking about Rabbi Yochanan, you could say the Mishnah is talking about a case of lo hisrubo, and there is no chiyuv malchus. Therefore, he pays tashlumin. But in the case of Reish Lakish, who holds that even in the absence of a hasra, which is called Chayvi Malkius Shogigin, then you're part of Tashlumen. So that, again, let's go over this, the mathematics here one more time. The Mandi Omer who rejects Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana holds that Yechayv Mammon in the case of Kares. And, for example, our Mishnah, in the case of Achoso, etc., etc., the whole list of Chayvei Krisus says that you pay Knas. Right? So which Tana could be the author of our Mishnah? because every case of an Issa Karis is also an Issa Lav. And even if you reject Rav Nechunya ben Akana as far as the Chiyuv Karis is concerned, but he still should be potter from Mamun mitzad the Chiyuv Malchus. And we're asking our question now according to Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish doesn't differentiate between Hasra and the absence of Hasra, because Chayvei Malchus, Shogigin, are potter from Tashlumin in the same way that Chayvei Misa Shogigin are potter from Tashlumin, which is Tanan Bechizkiah. So we're stuck now, according to Reish Lakish, who holds that Chayvei Malchus, Shogigin, are potter from Tashlumin, how could it be that in Chayvei Krisus, even if you reject Rav Nechunya ben Akana and you hold that we do apply a chiyuv mamon in this case, but that's only as far as karis, meaning that karis doesn't have the ability to knock off a chiyuv mamon. But what about the chiyuv malchus itself, or shall we say the avera that generates a chiyuv malchus? So the Gemara answers that the chiyuv knas and achoso could be understood according to Reish Lakish, e Rabbi Meir, e Rabbi Yitzchak. We have two logical possibilities. We can introduce Rabbi Meir holds that loke umeshalem, and therefore in the case of Baal Achoso, even if it would be a shogeg case without Asra, and that itself would be enough to knock off a chiyuv mamon because of the averish yesh ba malchus, but Rabbi Meir happens to hold that even if we give you malchus, you pay as well. Or alternatively, Rabbi Yitzchak, who holds that there is no Chiyuv Malchus in the case of Chayvei Krisus. Now at this point in the Gemara, we're going to go back to Daf Chof Tes Amid Aleph, the very beginning of our Perek, and the Mishnah lists Achoso, etc., all the Chayvei Krisus and Yipei Knas. The Chiyuv Karis is not enough to pat you from Tashlume Knas, because we're rejecting Rav Nechunya ben Akana, and it's only a chiyuv misa, like in the case of Baal Bito in the Mishnah Vaita, the Mishnah of Lamed Vomen Beis, that patters you from Tashlumei Mamon. And the Gemara on Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis had explained that our Mishnah includes a chiyuv knas even in a case of kares, which means that the pasuk v'lo siya le'isha in a case of ma'anes is not going to lend itself to fulfillment, because we're talking about a chiyuv kares, and nevertheless you pay knas, so there's no fulfillment, no possibility of halosi le'isha, but nevertheless you pay knas. But there are tanoim, and we've mentioned them in the past. That's Shimon Hamsuni and Shimon Manasya. They were of the opinion that we exclude chayvei krisus from knas because of the impossibility of fulfilling velosia le'isha. And the Torah says that velosia le'isha, which woman is included in the parasha of Knas, is only a woman who lends herself to velosia le'isha, as opposed to chayvei krisus, where there's no possibility of havaya, less be havaya, there's no tefisus kiddushin. Now the Gemara is going to quote a brisa that addresses the case of a chiyuv knas in Noshim Asuras Olav Be'isu Torah. And Agav, it's going to include even cases of Noshim that don't have a Chiv Knas for Onus Upitui. And Knas here, Rashi at least interprets a Knas here as the case of Anusa, and that makes sense, but in the case of Pitui, we could talk about the Knas of Mefuta. So this braisa that we're about to learn is going to address a chiv knas in Nashim Asuras Olav be'isur Torah. And it's also going to mention additional women where there is no chiv knas for ones upitui. Tana Rabbanan arayus u'shnis arayus ein lem knas velo pitui. Now, in a case of ones umafata, one of the arayus, or even shnios l'arayus, he doesn't pay knas. That means chamishim kesef. So we can understand that this braisa reflects the sheet of those tanoim that were mentioned back on Chavtesam and Beis, that in the case of Erva, where there's no possibility of losi l'isha, there is no knas, neither in the case of Onus nor in the case of Afata. We're not sure about Shnias Larayos, because Shnias Larayos that are mentioned here in this braisa are not chayev minat Torah. So on a Doraisa level, she is a Ruya, she's included in Velosia Le'isha, but nevertheless there's no Knas, and that the Gemara is going to pick up immediately. But now the Braisa is going to address a different case, and that's called Mima Enes, is Ein la Lo Knas Velo Pitui. Knas in the case of Ones and Pitu in the case of Pitu. So if a person was Ma'anis or Mafata, a Ktana, who was married off by her mother, and afterwards she was Mima'anis, she walked out on her husband, which in the case of Kiddushe Ktana Yisoma, who doesn't have a father, which is only Kiddushe Derabanan, there is miyun, and since she was married, she loses, or shall we say, she changes her chazok from a cheskas psula to a cheskas beula, and the Torah says that knas is only for a besula. Then the braisa says eilinus elo lo knas velo pitui, because this woman is still in the state of katnus; she doesn't have simoni narus. She's not capable of giving birth. And there's no knas, because knas only applies to a nara. And this woman, an islandess, has the status of a katana, at least up till the age of 20. After 20, she immediately becomes bogeris. She never actually goes through that middle stage of narus. Vayotzeis mishum shemra, ein lo lo knas lo pitu. Yotzeis mishum Shemraz is a woman whose husband divorced her because he didn't find her to be a basula. So she too has no status of basula, and she doesn't get knas. So basically, we can divide up this braisa. The braisa gives us a list of women who are excluded from knas, but it fits into basically two categories. The first category is arayos, and they are excluded from knas because of the pasuk velosi l'isha. And the second category are those women who forfeit their cheskas besula. We assume they are be'ulos. And that's the case, that includes the case of Mima'enes, who was married, and Eilinus, and Yotzis Mishum Shema. Eilinus is a little bit different, because Eilinus is excluded from knas not because she's a be'ula, but because she is a ktana and not a nara. So we really should divide up the braisa into three categories. Number one, arayas. Number two, ktana. And number three, bu'ula. And bu'ula would include both the cases of mema'enes and yotzeis mishum shemra. The Gemara goes back to the first category. My arayas or my shnias arayas. What is included in these two categories? Ilema arayos. Here we're going to turn to Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Arayos mamish and shnius is midirei sofrim. So if we're talking about shnios as a drabbanon, for example, let's talk about aim emo or aim aviv. These are arayas which the rabbanon added laharchik esodah min avera, and the Brisa says that if a person was ma'anes such an erva de rabbanon, he doesn't pay knas. The Gemara says that's impossible. Came to midiraisa chazile amai elam knas. On a doraisa level, this woman is included under velosia leisha, because the Torah didn't prohibit this woman as an erva. The rabbanon extended the iser erva to include these women, and they are shnias larayas. Why would an onus mafata situation not pay knas when these women are included on velosi lisha? The only reason we're excluding an erva, according to the Tana this brisa, from knas is because there's no velosi lisha. But here on a doraisa level, at least, she's ruya linaselo. She's included on the velosi lisha. Ella, the Gemara wants to reinterpret now. Arayos is chayve misis bezdin, and shnias is chayve creases. So shnias means we go down one level from the pinnacle of chayve misos, so we're down to a chayve creases. Like, for example, Baal Achoso, and the Bryce is saying that you don't pay knas in the case of Baal Achoso. Well, then the implication is aval chayve lavim yeshlehem knas would imply that in case of Amzeris, for example, there would be knas. Now, we have a machlokus between Rav Shimon Menasya and Shimon HaTemani. That's back on Daf Chav Tesam and Beis. How do we interpret Velo Siya Le'isha? According to Shimon HaTimni, Velo Siya Le'isha means Yesh Ba Havaya and Kedusha Tov Simba. According to Rav Shimon Menasya, it's Ruya L'kaima or Ein Ruya L'kaima. So Gemara points out that Umani, who's the author of this brisa, who excludes a case of chayve krisus from knas, but includes a case of chayve lavin in knas, even if it's ein ruya l'kaima, it must be Shimon HaTimni, who's of the opinion that we interpret velosi elisha as isha sheyesh ba'avaya, and we're assuming, and this is against Rabbi Akiva, of course, that kedusha tosim v'chayve lavin. So there's no exclusion of tashlume knas in the case of chayve lavim, because she's included under velosi elisha isha sheyesh ba havaya, and that's the way we should interpret this brisa. Ika di amri. Now we have another approach to interpret the brisa. Arayos, which are mentioned here in the brisa, that's chayve misis bezdin and chayve krisus. Shnios is chayve lavim. And then Mani, who's the author of our mission, of our brisa? It's Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh, who holds that isha haruya l'kaima, that velosi elisha requires a total heter nisuin, and chayve lavim, even though kedushin tov simba, but ein yochel l'kaima, ein ruya l'kaima, she's not really naselo, and therefore she's excluded from knas. So we have two interpretations of this brisa. They're both valid. One is to assume that arayos here and shnias larayos go as far as chayve krisus, but there would be knas in the case of chayve lavim. That's Rav Shimon. That's Shimon HaTimni. Or alternatively, that arayos includes even chayve krisus, shnias includes even lavim, and these are all excluded from knas. And that reflects the shita of Rav Shimon ben Menasya that you need an isha ruya l'kaima. Now we go on to the next part of the brisa with regard to ketana. And back at the beginning of our perek, we quoted machlokas tanoim regarding knas in the case of ones of a ketana. Rabbi Meir was of the opinion there's no knas to a ketana because the Torah says velo siya leisha, to exclude a case of ketana who's eino yichola lahavos es atzma, she cannot marry herself off. The Chacham say that there is knas in the case of a ketana because it says ki yimotza ish nara, and nara appears in the Torah without a hey, and therefore even a ketana is included in the parasha of Knas. Then, so let's look at this price. The price says, "Mema'enes ein lo knas v'lo pitui." If a person was ma'anes or mafata ketana, who was married off by her mother, and now she's mema'enes bebaila v'yotze mirshuso ena mishalim knas. Now the implication here of this price is that mema'enes is excluded from knas because she's a ba'ula, she was married. Ha ketana bi'alma isle. The fact that she was a ketana, that doesn't exclude her from knas. She's only excluded from knas because she was married and she's becheskas a ba'ula. Is mani rabbanani diamri ketana yeshla knas? Then this brisa reflects the sheet of the chachamim who hold that a ketana does receive knas. As we said before, deriving it from the pasuk motzi ish nara without a hay to include even a ketana. But Ema Sefer, what do we do with the Sefer of Islandis? It says in the Sefer that Islandis Ela Lo Knas Velo Pitui. Now, Islandis is a Ketana. There's no reason, according to Chachamim, that she should be excluded from the Parsha of Knas. Ela Le Rabbi Meir. That would mean that the Brice is holding like Rabbi Meir, that a ketana is excluded from knas. The yomer ketana elim knas. V'hami katnusa yotso lebagar. In this case of an islandess, she never goes through that transitional period of nara. She goes straight from katnus into bagrus at the age of 20. And therefore she never could collect knas. Is reisha rabbanan v'sefer k'rabbi meir? How could it possibly be that the reisha in the case of ma'enes implies that we're going to the Rabbanan who hold that Ketana does get Knas, Ma'enis is excluded because she's a Ba'ula, and yet the Sefer, in the case of Islandis, is excluded from Knas because she's a Ketana, Sefer K'Rabbi Meir. V'chitem, and if you'll suggest that Kula Rabbi Meir, he, this entire Brisa reflects the Shita Rabbi Meir. Ubebe Ma'enis, Sovalok, Rabbi Yehuda. So even though this Brisa reflects the Shita Rabbi Meir, and therefore you're wondering, Why in the case of Mema'enes we exclude her because she's a Ba'ula? After we're talking about a Ketana, she should be excluded according to Rabbi Meir because she's a Ketana. Here we're going to introduce the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that even a Nara could be Mema'enes. So when we're talking about Mema'enes here, we're not talking about a Ketana, we're excluding her as a Vesula, even though she's a Nara. Umi Sovar, but is it really true? Is it possible that Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yehuda? And you can extend the age for Miun even to include a Nara, and even a Nara could be Mema'enes, Bibaila, not only a Ketana. Again, when we talk about the possibility of Miyun of a Nara, we're talking about Kiddushin Derabana, which means that they never consummated the marriage after she became a Nara. Vasanya Admasaya Bas Mema'enes. And this is Rabbi Meir. What is the latest time, the latest age for a woman to have the possibility of Mema'enes? Achet Tovish De Saras. The moment she has Narus, Simoni Narus, even if she hasn't consummated her marriage relationship, she's already excluded from Miyun, Divri Rabbi Meir. So Meir clearly rejects Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Brisa quotes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, despite the fact that she already is a Nara, she could still be Mema'enes up to a certain age. Ad she yirbe shachar al ha lovan, till the saros shchoros are longer and they therefore cover up the private parts, and it looks like the entire area became black. At that point, she's already considered an older Nara, and she can no longer be Mimayim. And therefore, what we see here clearly from this Braisa is that Rabbi Meir rejects Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't recognize and validate the possibility of a Nara being Mimayenes. Ella, but rather, let's interpret this Braisa according to Rabbi Yehuda. Let's assume the Braisa holds that, like Rabbi Yehuda, the Nara could be Mimayim. And therefore, the diuk from Mimayenes is that only Mimayenes is excluded from Knas, insofar as she's a Ba'ula. But Stamanara would get Knas. And there's no diuk here as far as Ketana is concerned. Ketana, Sovalok, Rabbi Meir, could be that Ketana would not get Knas. The reason why Mimayenes is excluded is because she's a Ba'ula. She's not excluded as a Ketana because we're talking about a Mimayenes Nara. And Rabbi Yehuda could accept Rabbi Meir that there's no Knas for Ketana. And the logical basis for that is because it's not considered a Losi, at least she's not able to marry herself off. So in the case of Islandis, she doesn't get Knas because she is not a Nara. And we're holding like Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Meir, that only a Nara gets Knas. And in the case of Mimayenes, we're talking about a Nara, but she's a Ba'ula. So the Gemara says, Umi Sovrala, is it really possible that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Meir with regard to Ketana, that there's no Knas in the case of a Ketana, but Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Zodir Rabbi Meir. Again, this is later on in the Mishnah on Daf Memamid Beis. And the Mishnah later on states that a Ketana doesn't get Knas, Zudivri Rabbi Meir, but in Isa, if you're going to raise the possibility based on the Braisa that we're studying here, that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Meir, then the statement of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav was a katua, was sort of cut down, it was an incorrect or incomplete statement. And he should have said, Zo divrei Rabbi Meir virab Yehuda miboyle. That's what he should have said. That the Mishnah reflects the shita of both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, because we're now assuming that Rabbi Yehuda accepts Rabbi Meir, that a katana does not collect knas. So the Gemara answers, Hai tana sovrala ki Rabbi Meir bechadu polgale bechada. So forget about Rabbi Meir, forget about Rabbi Yehuda. There's going to be a combination thereof. It's a third Tana. The Braisa is authored by a Tana who accepts the Shita of Rabbi Meir as far as Ketana is concerned. Therefore, Islandis doesn't get a Knas because she's a Ketana. But as far as Mimayenes is concerned, he rejects Rabbi Meir and he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that Nara could be Mimayenes up till the point of Yarba Shachar. And therefore, there's no contradiction between the Reish and the Sefer. The Sefer, in the case of Mimayenes, is talking about a Nara, and the reason why she's excluded from Knas is because she's Becheskas Be'ula, whereas the case of Mimayenes, the reason why she's excluded from Knas, she's because of she's already a Be'ula, but she's a Nara. She's a Nara Mimayenes, which reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So again, a Ketana would not get Knas, and that's why Islandis doesn't connect Knas. Mimayenes is not excluded b'toris Ketana, but only b'toris Be'ula, and the case of Mimayenes is talking about a case of a Nara. Now the Gemara is going to give an alternative approach to this Braisa, which would reflect the Shita of Rabbi Meir in this Braisa, meaning that Rabbi Meir is the author of the Braisa, and that's Raphram. Raphram Omar. Raphram is of the opinion that Maim and Maenes Re'uya L'Maim. that the word b'ma'enes here in this brisa doesn't mean b'ma'enes kipshuto, simple pshat b'ma'enes, but rather re'uya l'mayin. It's another word, it's catchphrase for k'tana. So that we're really reflecting Rabbi Meir's shita, and b'ma'enes is not a ba'ula, really. In other words, that's not the siva saptur miknas, but rather b'ma'enes means k'tana. So in fact, the Gemara will list the k'tana. If you're holding like Rabbi Meir, why not mention Ketana Kash? So the Gemara doesn't give a valid, reasonable answer to defend Rafa. Now, at this point, the Gemara is going to deal with this brisa that Islandus doesn't get knas. Islandus ain't law. Lo knas velo pitui. So a person who's ma'anis or mefat an islandis who will never have simone narus and she cannot give birth, as we said before, there's no tashlume knas. The Gemara says remini. We have a stira from another brice. So the brice says acheresis vashota va'islandis yesh lehem knas. So this brice has it that an islandist does collect knas. So on both sides, we're running out of time, so here's where we're going to stop. And in Mirz Hashem, if we get a chance, in the next year, we'll pick up the sugya of islandists and this stira.